Good afternoon, and welcome to WWER's new segment, Everyday Heroes. I am Mary Parker, and I am joined today by one of our heroes, Alexis Delgado. Thank you, Alexis, for agreeing to chat with me. I understand that you're the project coordinator for an organization in town called Heart and Soul. Can you talk a little bit about what exactly is Heart and Soul?
Sure, Mary. Community Heart and Soul is a resident-driven initiative that helps communities identify what matters most to the people who live there. We've spent the last year listening to stories from residents throughout the 22443 zip code area, and using those stories, we developed community value statements. Now, community value statements are statements that encompass what people love, what concerns them, and what they hope for the future. With these statements, we hope to guide future decision making and policy making in town.
Can you give an example of what one or two community statements might look like?
Sure. So we've actually come up with four final statements. Each of them have a different category that they apply to. So one of them would be safety, accessibility, and quality of life. And the statement is, we value safe and accessible neighborhoods, well-maintained infrastructure, improved sidewalks and connected pathways, public spaces, and opportunities for recreation that supports residents of all ages and abilities. And that's something that we heard from the community itself that matters most to them. Another statement we have is about community connection and belonging. It says, we value a welcoming and inclusive community where neighbors support one another, build meaningful relationships, and create a sense of belonging throughout the 22443 area.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Now, after you created these statements, what is your next step?
Well, so the Community Heart and Soul initiative has four phases. We are currently ending out phase two, which was gathering information from the people themselves, what matters most to them. Now that we have the final value statements, we're going to move on to phase three, which is gathering ideas for action. How can we make these statements a reality?
Okay, and how do you select the people that you're going to interview?
Well, the Community Heart and Soul process engages the entirety of the population of that town. So our goal is to reach everyone. Everyone's voice matters. Our motto is involved.
Mm-hmm. And is this based on a model that has been proven successful elsewhere?
Oh, yes. So this actually is a nationwide organization that targets small towns specifically. And we are actually one of the only Heart and Soul initiatives still ongoing in Virginia.
That's something to be proud of.
For
good.
Sure.
Yeah. And how about things that you might have encountered that have been difficult so far?
Well, to be honest with you, one of the things that stuck with me the most is that, yes, we heard from all different walks of life, different neighborhoods, different organizations, different businesses. And whether someone had lived here their whole life or had just moved here, they all talked about wanting the same things. Wanting to have a welcoming place where people know their neighbors, where children have more opportunities to grow, and preserving what makes this area special and what brought people here. So something that was a challenge is, you know, you hear all of these things on social media, you see all of the negativity, but when you stop and talk to people, you realize that everyone wants the same things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone kind of has the same end goal, and that's to be more community oriented and driven towards a better future for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And to feel safe where they live.
Exactly.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. How did you personally get involved in this, participating in Heart and Soul from Colonial Beach?
Well, I actually, before I moved to Colonial Beach, I was living in Maryland. I was doing some freelance work as a virtual assistant, and I was looking for more a more stable position in doing some more community-based work, since I do have previous experience in that. I found the heart and soul position was open in Colonial Beach, and I started working here in February. And, you know, just being in town and engaging with the community, I ended up moving here in October. Uh-huh. So I've been here for a little while now, and it's been great. I'm really love the community feel. I love how friendly everyone is, and it's an amazing place to be. And mm-hmm. I'm glad to be a part of this community.
Mm-hmm. And what about the team that you work with, the Heart and Soul team?
Well, our team is amazing. There are so many people behind the scenes doing incredible work. This is just a great community, I'd like to say that. I mean, there's so many volunteers in town. Everyone is just boots on the ground, and it's an amazing thing.
Okay. Well, we certainly are grateful to you for the work that you're doing, and look forward to the next phase. What are some goals in the next phase? Do you know yet?
Well, we definitely want to hear from the community. That's a big goal. We want to continue to keep that relationship with the community and just keep our name out there. And, you know, hopefully people will start to recognize, you know, your voice matters. It really does. So, yes, gathering as many ideas for action as we can in the near future. Keep your ears and eyes out on Facebook and Instagram, and visit our website, cbheartandsoul.org, for more information.
Mm-hmm. And will you have specific questions there?
Well, yes, that's a place that you guys can respond. Our website also has the drafted statements as well as the final statement, so it can take you through our process from start to finish. You're welcome to leave any feedback on there and engage with us on Facebook and Instagram as well. Yes, we'll be posting information about the statements, about upcoming events, and some photos from our events that we've had.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Alexis. Thank you for your time and for making a difference in Colonial Beach, especially since you're only here less than a year, and your contributions have been enormous, not just in Heart and Soul, but I know in many other areas.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you enjoy the programming on WWER, please consider making a donation. You can find out more at wwer.org/membership.